Mobile.
Rusty, N4ZLK.
How is your Friday going?
Not too busy today. I've got a couple of pickups I'm going to make here, and then I've got to sit around and wait on one that closes at 6 o'clock, so I won't be able to... I'll probably have to sit for more than an hour waiting on them.
You're getting paid to do that.
It's a good thing. I was going to comment to you earlier. You were talking to somebody. I can't remember now. You're talking about going to handbells. I might have told you this before, but I played in a couple different handbell choirs when I was in high school.
My wife was in the handbell choir here at my church when they first established it. Of course, she's been gone 10 years now, and the last 2 years she wasn't able to really do it. About the last year and a little over a year, she wasn't able to do any ringing at all. When they had a vacancy come up, the handbell directors, because I had gone through the training with all the women. It was all women up to that time, and then I became the first male member of the handbell choir at my church. So it was interesting, and I've been doing it for about 3 years now, so I enjoy it.
I was, 9th, 10th grade, and in our school or church, I think it was church, they bought a set of real handbells, and they were really nice. And then my next experience, it was those metal pipes that have the clappers on the outside, and they sound good, but man, there's quite a difference.
Chimes, they call those the chimes, the square pipes with the clapper on the outside and the handbell. We've got 2.5 octaves of handbells, and then we've also got 2 octaves of chimes also. So we haven't played chimes in a while. We are going to be, not this month, this Sunday. We're just playing bells this Sunday, but it's either next month or the following month. I think it's next month. We're going to be doing one of the pieces we're going to be doing is going to be using the hand chimes also. So interspersed within the same piece. So that's fun. Changing from bells to chimes and then back to bells and then back to chimes. It gets your mind going strange directions all of a sudden.
Guys, there was a different, obviously I knew they were made differently, but when we played the chimes, they just called them the handbell choir there, and that's what they used. But the sound of the bell was definitely a lot prettier when you think of handbells.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we got 2.5 octaves. We go up to the little tiny ones, and then we come back down to the big ones that I play. And we don't have the octave below us, which is the real, real big ones, because we wouldn't really have a place to put someone in front of our church. We were setting up tables earlier today, and I set up 2 6-foot tables, and then there's a 3-foot square table that goes at the end of it. So we've got 15 feet, and we've got 7 of us ringing, and 2+ chimes, 2+. Octaves of bells, so it's fun. And the others are called hand chimes, and then they've got other chimes too, and then they've got some of the much bigger handbells, but they're made of aluminum and not the brass, and they do have a good sound to them, believe it or not. And it makes it a lot nicer when you've got those because they're easier to handle. The big brass bells are heavier than all get out, you know.
Aluminum. So that was the 2 things I was thinking. I wonder how they sound, and I'll bet they're a lot easier to handle on the lower octave part. Excuse me, voice is running out.
Yeah, we don't have any of those and all, but I've seen those played. There's a group called the Raleigh Ringers. If you can ever find out where they're playing near us, it's always a good thing to go to one of their performances because their performances are out of this world. So, you know, it's a good thing. Well, I have arrived at where I was intending to arrive, and I need to get inside the Office Depot here and pick up a couple of things and see if I can get through this parking lot without getting run over or running over somebody. People have a tendency to think because they're in a parking lot, they can just wander on out anytime they want. All right, I'm here. I'll catch you later. You have a good one, Shane. Take it easy, and we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, W2T.
Hey, today. Happy Easter to you. Have a great weekend. WU2T, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, N4IQ mobile. Yeah, N4IQ.
4APX, mobile.
N4ZLK, sorry I was on the phone.
Okay. N4ZLK, N4IQ. That happens to me all the time. About time I get a call on the radio, then I get a phone call. But anyway, I hope you're having a nice day, and it is beautiful out here. I'm sitting in front of the Walmart Neighborhood Market here in Simpsonville. Lane's gone inside to get some ice cream. We've got a whole bucket full of strawberries, and we're going to have some ice cream and strawberries this afternoon, and probably tomorrow in a few days.
Yeah, it is beautiful out here, and that is the way it happens. If I call somebody on the radio, then the phone rings. I don't get many calls on the radio, so but still the phone rang. That's just the way it goes. But I'm actually pulling into where I need to run in and check on a pickup here. But I appreciate the call. Hope you have a great weekend. Happy Easter to you, and enjoy that ice cream and strawberries. N4ZLK.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to keep you. I just want to say hello. Have a nice Easter. Tomorrow we're going to be grilling out and have some really nice desserts. We had company yesterday. We really had a nice day. This week I'm probably going to gain weight. I didn't go to the gym. Next week I know what I'm going to be doing. Anyway, 73, and drive safe out there. N4IQ.
Pull up on your water aerobics. Yeah, I hope you have a good weekend too. We're having family over Sunday and a couple friends, so looking forward to it. Talk to you later, Bill. N4, is that okay?
X-ray Bravo. 4XB, anyone around for a signal report?
N4ZLK.
Come back, but I've still got a lot of static, even though I just changed some stuff up. It sounds like it's a power supply, maybe.
Are very clean into the repeater. There's no issue on the transmission side.
For me, it was a whole lot better than it had been, especially over the last few weeks. We got Starlink, and I made the mistake of running the coax for the Starlink right beside my 2-meter coax coming into the house, and I think it was causing a bit of an issue, but only on certain frequencies.
And then other times it doesn't affect it, but you're very clean. Transmission is really good. But I'm at another dock now. I just was only in there for just a second, and I'll be back in a little bit if you're still around. K4XB and 4ZLK.
ZLK, appreciate the radio report. Be careful out there. And again, thanks for coming back. That's helped me a lot. 73 K4XB.